There you go. And we've kind of gone through Shmuel. We've gone through the narrative parts of Shmuel. We still have the last four parakim left. And, you know, as obviously, the Nevi'im didn't believe in positive reinforcement. You know, didn't tell you about the good stuff that happened. So everyone does everything wrong and they get punished for it. And they do more things wrong and get punished for it. And if something happens right, they just don't say anything. Like, it's very depressing. So I'm going to take a break, because the next parak, Parak of Aleph, is, I need an approach to it. I have no idea what to do with it. It basically abandons all of Shaul's family to be murdered. And I have to think about some kind of approach to it. So we can do what I kind of did before dealing with Bathsheba. We'll take a break and just look at the Tehillim. Hopefully people like the Tehillim. That's all happy. We're going to talk about Hallel. Hallel is always happy. We like Hallel. Yom Tov is coming. So we talk about Hallel. And most of this comes from articles by Moshe Lichtenstein, the son of Aaron, and talking about Hodot Ul Hallel. And the Tehillim that we call Hallel, though everyone knows those, it's basically, I'm going to blank on which numbers it is, but it's five parakim of Tehillim. And it's either there they start with a koteret with a title of Hallelujah or Hodu Lashem. So we look at these two kinds of praise. We call them Hallel. We'll call it Hallel and Hoda'ah, two different words. And we just look at this is an introduction to that concept. What those two things mean. And this is the way Rav Lichtenstein puts it. Echad me'rega'ei hashir shel haChagim. One of the highlights of the Chagim. Uriga Amirat Hallel B'Kal Am, it's when we all sing Hallel together. Mehalluya Halluya De Hashem, Habokeh Ba'olah V'Piyat Tzibur Tchilato. We start with Halluya De Hashem. That breaks forth and comes from the mouths of the community. From the beginning, Ad Chimat Hallel B'Kriyat Hodu L'Hashem Kitov, and we end it with Hodu L'Hashem Kitov, the end of Perek 116. Is that right? B'Siyumo. We read these chapters of Hallel, thanks, praise, Hoda'ah, and thanksgiving. In order to thank and praise Baruch Hashem. And if we look at these prakim, we can clearly see that there are two specific parts, two designated parts. And the boundaries of each one. So it may be helpful to pull out a sitter or a tehillim to look at Hallel or remember it. The first one starts with Hallelujah. O servants of God, praise the Lord. It ends with a conclusion that echoes the beginning, what they call an inclusio in poetry. It ends with the same phrase at the beginning. It ends with Halua at Hashem Kol Gayim, Shabbuchu Kol Amim, that praise God all the nations. It's the of Hallel. But the second half, which is one long parak, Potech Bahodu Lashem Kitov Kilim Chasto. That's what we say together. We responsibly with a chazan, Hodu Lashem, Potem Shubo Tov Pasuk, and it ends with the same pasuk of Hodu Lashem Kitov Vilam Chastov. Vimili Machero, in other words, Halel Murkav Mishtei Chativot. The Halel consists of two sections. Chativah Shel Halel, Chativah Shel Hoda'ah. One section of Halel and one of Hoda'ah. One that's Hallelujah, and starts with Hallelujah, ends with Hallelujah. One starts with Hodu, and ends with Hodu. So, we have to figure out what those mean, what's the difference. What are we saying?
Praise and thanks. Praise and thanks.
Right. Well, that's a translation. That's good. But there's more to be talked about. And that why those specific things and what did that mean in the context? We're going to look at lots of things that are called Hallel. Every one of those start expresses its theme. And ends with a similar expression. Starts with Hallelujah, ends with Hallelujah, starts with Hodu, ends with Hodu. That so we have these two parts that are different that tell us they must mean different things, and that's what we have to look at. What are those different things? That each one has its own place within the whole that we call Hallel together, but really the two parts of Hallel Hodah. And Hallel, we're translating as praise. Hodah, though, is ambiguous. Right? Is it thanks? It's also acknowledgement. Rimode is to confess. And that ambiguity is important because we're kind of doing both of those things. This is a quote from Rabbi Frand, quoting Rabbi Huttner, that lehodot means both to admit and to thank. And Rabbi Huttner explains the reason why these two words are identical in Hebrew, because a person's ability to give thanks is based on his ability to admit that he's incomplete. That's what hodah is. It's a statement of, I can't do everything myself. That's the confession side of it. The person gives thanks to someone in the case he's complete. He needed favors and kindness of someone else. That's why it's sometimes so difficult for us to say thank you, because it's so difficult to admit that we are in need. I just had this conversation at work, how I hate for other people to do anything for me. Like, I don't want the nurses making me coffee. I don't want anyone giving my own discharge instructions. I want to do it myself. That's probably represents some kind of lack in my moral development, that I want to do everything myself. I don't trust anybody. I don't want anybody else to do it for me. Okay, because it's difficult to admit that we are in need. The greater the gifts that we receive from someone, the more difficult it is to say thank you, because the greater gifts in the case of greater need. And so it's very difficult to give thanks to parents because we need them so much, they've given so much. It's sometimes very difficult to thank our spouses because we know we are incomplete without them. That I'll acknowledge. So the word for thanks is the same as the word for remission. Because in order to say thank you, a person must have the ability to admit that he's less than perfect. So that's why I need to work on that aspect of my midas development, to admit that I am not perfect and I need other people, and I have to be able to say thank you. So Hoda'a, at least to Hashem, is exactly that. Not just the thanks, but it's also the admission of, okay, this is not all about me. Rather, I can't do everything. I need help. So where I listen to and puts it, when we're trying to understand both halal and hodah, we normally will identify them, we'll just say them both together. That's praising God. And we'll talk about this being some kind of general praise of God without worrying about the exact words there. But the truth of the matter is, talk about two different things. Harishon, you know, matan shevach l'kadosh baruch hu. One is praising God, arunato gudulato, on his greatness, barach umokto, and so the focus on and halal is kedusha b'richu, is on Hashem. That's what halal is talking about, God. Oto anu m'shavchim, that's who we're praising, mufarim, glorifying, et terav kvodor m'kadshim, and we are sanctifying his honor, his image. Hoda'a l'matzot, but hoda'a, quote, gratitude, thanking, in contrast to this, v'shmo'ata hi matan toda l'rivon sholam, we're thanking God, al tavash heiti b'mar, good that he's God done for us, anu modim lo al tavata, acknowledge his good, hi novat migdo'ato v'tivo, and which comes out of Hashem's greatness, but, ach, mashmo'ata, the hoda'a is the utza, is rooted in b'chach, shechayav shel adam heim hamatara shelishmam pa'al kash baruch hu, shebechishivotam ikir. That the focus of hoda'a is to say that God is doing this for us. The focus is more on us and our needs, acknowledging that our needs from God. So halal is looking at Hashem, hoda'a is looking at us and our relationship with Hashem, and that acknowledging that Hashem has given us for all these things, but the aim, matarash, we are the aim, that Hashem is doing all this greatness. It's a little bit selfish there. Adam shenaaselo tova v'shezacha b'chesed, as someone who warrants this kind of grace, who omed mirakaza bama, he's the one who stands center stage, b'hoda'ah. So hoda'ah, the human being stands at center stage. It's what I'm doing and acknowledging. This is what's happened in my life, and God's giving it to me, as opposed to Ibn Kadosh Baruch Hu Moked Hallel, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the focus of Hallel. So we have to see how that works with the Parakim of Tehillim in general. And so, to summarize, Hoda is about us, Hallel is about Hashem. And so we put this feelings differently, and this way Sfat Emes puts it, it's Hallel Hoda is Simcha, happy for God, B'Hakna'ah, and really humility. That the Hoda is not, shouldn't be, well, I'm so important because God felt it was necessary to help me, but I am so needy, and therefore I need to acknowledge the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a joke about difference between dogs and cats. We feed dogs, so dogs think that we are gods. We feed cats, so cats think that they are gods. We exist to serve the cats. So, and then Chazal described the establishment of Hanukkah as Kiva'um ba'astum yamim tovi ba'halel b'hoda'a. That's where that phrase halel da comes up a lot. So even though we're not looking at Hanukkah for a while yet, but most of the discussion that we look at, people talk about halel hoda'a and what that means, comes from this description of Gemara. So talk about Hanukkah. But to look at Hanukkah a little bit to understand this halel b'hoda'a. So this is Sfas Emes. We always like Sfas Emes, because we're all Gerer. You knew that, Susie, right? We're Gerer Hasidim originally. That I'm pretty sure that Opie was a lapsed Gerer.
Did not know that. Wow.
I mean, okay. The pictures and where they came from, and everyone in Krakow was Gerer. So Tzfas Emes was like one Gerer. Rabbeim. So Halava Da. This is Tzfas Emes on Hanukkah. Nira, the pure. The Halal with that
came. Are you talking about Opie on the Andy Griffith show?
No.
That's our grandfather.
Oh, Opie is Dutch, like Opa is German. Her grandpa.
I was gonna say I didn't know Opie was Jewish.
it's a Dutch equivalent of Opa. It means grandpa. Our grandparents were Omi and Opie.
Ellie asked why we're not Sephardi then. Or Gers. Nusach Sephard.
I'm saying, I think I put my tefillin on Sephard, Nusach Sephard. That's what I have, and I'll say you put errors. A couple of things that I'll still do that. Daddy put his tefillin on the Nusach Sephard. That's about all we had left.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure all those pictures of Opie 1920s in his fancy pinstripe suit was him going completely modern. And, sort of went off the derech of Hasidus.
Well, I use a Nusach Sephard sitter because it's the end of my the Chumash I use. The Kra Gadolah has Nusach Sephard. So now I know why. Okay.
Okay. It feels right. So we're going to. So I'll quote this Sfas Emes a lot. Okay, halal v'hoda'a. You know the halal nitaken al nes hanerot. So he's looking at Hanukkah and he says that halal was on the. We say halal because of the miracle of the fact that the oil lasted for 8 days. V'hoda'a lo nizkar nes, because hoda'a doesn't involve miracles. That's kind of his point. The Hoda is thanking for something that we need. Nobody needed the Nes of the Miracles. The two miracles of Hanukkah were Nes of the Miracles and the miracle of the victory over the and those are two separate parts. But we wouldn't give Hoda'a on the oil. That wasn't something that we needed. That's what he's saying, right? So because we thank Hashem. Hoda'a is on thanking Hashem for our survival. Shazrog. Hashem helped us. Kemo dalot shishuyachim l'hodot. And let's get into that. That there is the Perek Tehillim talks about four who have to bring a korban toda. Have to explicitly give the hodot to moda Hashem to thank God. That nowadays that's what you say Birkas Gomel for. When it was sick, when it was prison, when it was been lost in the sea or in the desert. That's what you say Hoda for, right? That's Hoda nitakena hatzalah. Establish the idea of Hoda as I'm being saved. So that was for the war in Hanukkah. Halal nel anes haneros. That halal was for the miracle of the oil. Sheyarach l'tosefet chiba. That was Hashem showing his love for us. That he added the idea that the miracle of the oil was an inherent part of Hanukkah. And Rosh Hashanah talked about this. Pocket, he hasn't talked about this at all. There's just Hashem's putting his imprimatur that this is appropriate. an extra miracle there. Simcha yeterah, this extra joy that we actually have merited a miracle. And similarly, this is Arya Stern from KBY, Karen Biavne. Similar thought, Omar, meaning, Hodahu al Nisech Shabakol Yomimana. We say Hodah, as we say in Modim, al Nisech Shabakol Yomimana. All the miracles that keep us alive every day. Kind of the hidden miracles in the day, Nisim Nisterot, that keep us alive. That's what Hodah is. And we say Halal for real miracles. Real is the wrong word. Reveal miracles, something that's unambiguously God's glory. That's what we're saying Halal for. We say Hodah for waking up in the morning. We would say Halal over that. Yesh kan shnei chiyuvim shonim. There are two obligations here. Hodah tovat Hashem, v'halel harot et brot Hashem. Hodah, thank God for being good to us. And halal is to express and to show to others that we can appreciate the power of God. Yesh tevot Hashem, she'enem marim et brot v'cholto. There are things that Hashem do that don't necessarily show gevura. They're not obvious miracles. God's power. This thing between Nes Nistar and Nes Galvui. Chovat Hoda, hi akarata tovat tovat Hashem. Hoda is, I need to thank God, Modeni Fanecha, that I wake up in the morning. And the more I work with my computer, the more I say Modani in the morning with Kavana, because my computer will not wake up. I have to keep restarting it. It goes to sleep and then it won't wake up. And it's just a miracle that anybody can wake up in the morning. So that's what the Hodah is. Even though it's not something that you would say this is an obvious miracle, not plagues, not splitting the sea, it's not a change in the laws of nature. You say Hala on Nisim. You say Hala on Yom Tov for the miracles that happened. Pesach, the miracles of the man, the support in the desert, that's what halal is about. Zesh onorim benusach al nisim. So that's what we say in al nisim. L'chazit Hashem gadol bo'anacha. L'am chay Yisrael zit shura gadolah ki yom hazeh. That's al nisim. Right? You made a great name for yourself in the world, talking about God. And for Israel, you saved them. Yesh kan shei b'chinot. There are two aspects there. Achat ha'nesa galoi. But the Shem Gadol was the overt miracle. That's the Nes Pach HaShemem. Zeh Mechayim HaHalel, as the Shem said, that's why we say Halel. It's a Nistar B'Shi Yeshua Mechayim Hodah. And we say Hodah on the fact that we were saved. So Al Nisim that we say, which is mostly celebration of the battle, that's said in Modim. That's Hodah. And Yochanan Bechofer, who I had an audio share, so I can't cite it in the words directly, but the poskim say that you don't bring Karban Torah or say Birkat Gomel on Nes Ligah. If you consider it to be an actual miracle, you shouldn't say Birkat Gomel. Because by definition, if a miracle is there, it's about demonstrating God's power. It's not about you. It's not about an individual person there. Hashem doesn't do miracles for individuals. It's to show if Hashem wants to do something to save us, it would be a Nes Nistar. It would be part within the laws of nature. And that the implications of that are important lahalacha. I realize this difference between a hidden miracle and an overt miracle, because it's important to thank God for the Nes Nistar, the everyday things that happen. This is the Gemara on Shabbos. I'm Rav Yossi. Yechel ki mi gomrei halal b'chol yom. Rav Yossi says, I wish I could be one of those who would say halal every day. I mean, he's allowed to, but to say it with, he's talking about say it with kavanah, to mina. I wanted to be able to thank Hashem, to say halal every single day. And the Gemara objects, ini, is that right? Amar mar, but we have this general rule. Hakorei halal b'chol yom, harei zeh mecharefim gadeh. If you say halal every day, you're blaspheming God. You can't say halal every day. And the answer is, ki kamran, what is Rabbi Yossi talking about? What is he calling halal? It's p'tukei zimra. The Hallelujah is a particular Zimmer different. That's not the Hallel that we say on Yantif that you can say every day, because doing that every day is blasphemy, which is an interesting thought. There's another side of this. I'm Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Avina, this is my bracha. Kolomer Tila David, saying Ashra, Kol Yom Shlosh Pamim, say it three times a day, and you have to mean it. Mupsach Lo Shu Ben Olam Abba. You're definitely going to achieve your Olam Abba. That's a wonderful thing to say Ashra every day. Again, this idea, that's part of Pesukim Zimra. My time, what's the reason? They say, because it's so important, because it's got the order of the Aleph Beis in there. Neima, so why don't we say Tum Kuf Yud Tet, which is Ashrei Tum Yimei Derech, Dita B'tamne Amtet. So that has it, remember Tum Kuf Yud Tet, 119, has eight alphabets in there. It has every letter of the alphabet eight times, one after the other. So saying Ashrei is good, then saying Tum Kuf Yud Tet would be even better. We should say that every day. So no, the idea is so important because it has a pasuk about Potech Yadecha. Hashem supports the world, allows us to live. That's the miracle that we're that's what we're celebrating. And then the Gemara said, "Name a halal gadol," which is the Hodu Hashem Pitokim Chasto. That ends with Noten Lecha Machol Basar. Same thought. In fact, that's called halal. So why don't we say that every day? No, El Mishum the Eat Bei Tarti, because it has both of these things in there. So we need to express these two ideas of Potech Yadecha, that Hashem supports the world, and the Aleph Bet. Let's see what that means. We want to do both those, so we have one Perekat Tehillim that says both. That's Ashra. So let's say that every day, three times a day. So don't say Hallel every day, but say Notein Elecha, or say Potech Yadecha, or Notein Lechem Chol Basar, that you have to say every day. So this is the Meshach Chacham. It is. The Nahaga Hanisit Hi Eina Tachlitu. That miracles represent a failure. That's not the point of the world, is to have miracles. God has a miracle. God needs to intervene in the laws of nature to create an outward miracle. Then something's gone wrong. That wasn't the point of creation. Hashem bar olam, because God created the world, he didn't naheg ba'ofen ha-teva, that was meant to go work according to the laws of nature. Ashehi bat Elokim, this Kabbalistic idea of the sphere of that's the bat Elokim, we won't go to that now. B'chol techil, sh'minatay yachol yo ba'ofen bracha, that any goal that we're going to have brachot, this is him talking about b'chukotai, we just had the tochacha, the bracha and the klol up there are all naturalistic. The any kind of bracha, nifritzah ba'oshem rubal b'day, the any kind of bracha nifritzah, any spreading bracha and infinite happiness, rak ba'ofen shimakir adam, is going to happen in a way that only if you recognize the inner rak hashkach pratit al kol prat, and that you have to recognize that that is due to Hashem's hashkach pratit. It's not obvious that my crop comes in. That's because God is blessed. I have to recognize that. I can certainly attribute that's the laws of nature. That's the way the world works. And all of nature simply consists of a continuum, a sequence of miracles. You have to be able to recognize that. That the very fact that the laws of nature work is a miracle. Asher mitragel en haro'eh, that we're just so used to, well, it's natural because that's what we use. That happens every morning. That if you walk in the ways of God, straight, and then you will be blessed in perfectly natural manner. You will make money. So that's why the Torah talks about, if you walk my ways, then you'll get rain their times, you'll beat your enemies, your cattle will be fruitful. And then the laws of nature will work just the way they're supposed to. And just like all the laws of nature, just the way God's in wisdom established them. It's all there in order to support the mitzvot, the ways of Torah. And in order that we shouldn't make a mistake, Nishkach Borei Umaseder, forget God who created it and organizes the world, Mashkiach HaTev and supervises the world, Yachshov L'Rog Ergalo, and he'll think, because he's so used to all of this, Yatevihi Batzma, that the laws of nature independent, L'Afridam Yatsra, and he'll, you know, separate from it, and that the nature is separate from the creator. There's no creator there, it's just the universe working automatically. That's why miracles happen, when we forget that. But that's not the purpose. Miracles in the world are not part of the purpose of creation. And you see who rock like eerily both to Adam, that miracles, when they happen, are there just to inspire people. Inspires to remind us that Hashem is working through in the natural law. He yado vashkachato atara. That's Hashem's hashkacha, supervision, control of the world. Lachain, therefore, ha'omer halal gadol b'chol yom. If you say halal gadol every day, thank you, God, for all these miracles. We say that's what halal really is about. Shemresh sharui lo dot, it would seem that I'm only thanking God, rak al hanach pulo ch'adir hachaneh. It sounds like I'm saying, okay, I would thank you for the miracles, those are wonderful, but the rest of the world just runs on its own. But mafalot ha'teva, that the ways of nature ain't shrichim li'atzer acharei shebaran, that God doesn't have to keep making it happen. That's why it's heresy. To thank Hashem for nisim yuliyim, for revealed miracles every day, is in effect denying Hashem's hashkacha in the world that we live. So we don't have revealed miracles every day. In fact, that would be against the whole purpose of creation. But saying Tilal David, that's the natural way the world works. That's a good thing. So basically, so Hallel, what we call Hallel Mitzri, the Hallel that we say on Yontif, is for overt revelation. What we'd like to be is one to say Hallel every day on the everyday working of the world. That's the halal psukhi zimra. Ashrei plus those hallelujahs there is a halal to say, okay, I recognize that in fact that is miraculous.
Danny, now, isn't this idea that the derech hateva that God created basically is seen by pagans as separate powers?
Right.
You know, I'm going to worship this tree or the sun or the moon or the... You know, as if that they're operating on their own, you know.
Right. So that's what sort of the Suga Zimra is meant to turn that Hoda'ah, we kind of got into Hallel, to say, okay, I am praising you for the miracle of the fact that I woke up in the morning and I am eating and the food actually lets me survive. And the fact that I exist. And he's saying that, Rabbi Yossi is saying, and really feel it, you know, saying Ashrei, saying Patech Decha Umas Bilchol Chorazor every day, three times a day. And meaning your Muvtach Shel Shu Ben Olam Haba. We're at the ultimate reward. If you can get to that state of real of acknowledging that it is a miracle, you're saying Halal over it. That's what Suvia Zimra is about. And Meshach Chacham continues. B'nei Aderach Nes. Bilti sidurativ e enominapella. But the truth is that it's not that a overt miracle that violates the laws of nature isn't that great. Come on, man, like the getting man in the from heaven, Yotzbazen, and after that. Well, I mean, once you've seen God's infinite power, then okay, he has more infinite power. But the real wonder is Teva who has anat midi, the fact that the world works and we can exist. And it's been like that for, you know, extrapolate back billions of years. The fact that the laws of nature work so that we can actually exist is itself miraculous. That's the biggest pella. So that the fact that we existence is possible and all these various parts work together, בדרך הטבעי כל יום קבוע הזנה לאלפי אלפים בלי מספר נמצאים, that, you know, all these, every life form out there eats, it is supported, נותן לחם וכל בשר, that's helium custom. מזון, food, הקשר כל אחד יזו מהטבע, everyone survives, הוא הפועל מורל חכמת שלמות, that is what it is, miraculous that shows the infinite wisdom of God. The watchmaker argument for the existence of God, that things just work. Nechvod Hashem lo mevin, and that this is the glory of God, so if you can understand this. Yoter me shemora hanisim. This is much more than what a miracle will show you. You see a miracle once, and then it goes. And if we had a miracle every day, then it would be ordinary. That would be part of the laws of nature. And then you wouldn't care about it anymore. So that's what he's saying, that the alphabet side of it. That's what the alphabet in Ashrei symbolizes. So in an alphabet, moral seder TV, the idea of order. One step, right after the other step, right after the other step. So in him, the leg, skipping. That the idea that there is an order, the laws of nature work to allow us to exist. So the fact that we exist is miraculous, and this is called the anthropic principle. I like this idea. So why is it that conditions are just right for your survival? Called the Goldilocks principle, right? Earth's not too hot, not too cold. Everything's just right that we can survive. Hopefully not too hot for a long time. And the anthropic principle tackles a greater question. Why is the universe just right for life, right? Stars exist, planets exist. How is it possible that we are here? Just the odds against that seem very low, that normally we, you know, if you tried to create a universe, could you create one in which human beings were possible? So the anthropic principle was, this is astronomer Brandon Carter in the 70s, pointing out that if our universe wasn't hospitable to life, we wouldn't be here to wonder about it. It was kind of circular. Well, the fact that we're here, obviously, it's possible for us to exist. They're just there. And then don't worry about it. No sense in it. But we have to recognize that, no, the fact that we exist is a miracle. Worthy of Hoda'a, Modeni Lefanecha in the morning, but also worthy of Hallel. That this is a miracle that God has created. We should glorify God for that. And the Hoda'a of thanking and admitting that we need that. That's not, we didn't need to exist, which is a weird thought. So part of our Hallel is declaring that our dependence on Hashem, that's Hodah, and that's what Holy Lashem Pitov, Yilam Chasto, Notem Lech from Chobastar. Hashem supports every living thing. That's part one of the introduction to Halal and Hodah. Part two is a little more mystical. And so, see if I can understand it or not. I'm not sure. The Zohar, and we talked about this before, connects the different kinds of Tehillim, the 10 Ma'amarot Shel Shevach, the Hallelujah, the Hadah, the Mizmor, the Shir, all that, with the 10 Sefirot, which is called the taxonomy of Hashem's role, revelation, the way God reveals himself in the world. And we kind of classify these things, and we talk about Tikkun Zohar, that Hallelujah corresponds to the sphere of Tiferet, or Emet. This way the Tikkun Zohar puts it, Shita, the sixth sphere, which is Tiferet, is Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Vida, Hevav, that's the name of Hashem, Leidmar, Leil Shemim Hu Hashem, this is the night of miracles. The Tiferet is the expression of the miracles, this was the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Makot, the ultimate revelation of God. Ta'ihu Imada de Mitzai, and this is literally the central pillar. Tiferet in the spirit is what pulls everything together. Hashem is manifest in Chesed, in Pura, in Netzachot. The center is this Tiferet, which he says another word for Emet, the infinite truth, the one unifying principle of the universe. Pam Kara, he may say, Chamei Yitzchayim, Aaron Nefaot, that the day where we left out of Egypt, that was the ultimate glory. The future redemption will be similar to that, Micha says. That's Tiferet. It's the Emet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we spent a lot of time in Tilim Kuf Yud Tet talking about how we experience that Tiferet is when we learn Torah. That's expressed in Torah. We get a little taste of the mind of God. And the Zohar is saying that Hallelujah, Tehillim that are titled Hallelujah is David's way of in praising Hashem's infinite greatness. That's the Niflaot. That's the Hallelujah corresponds to Tiferet. Hodah corresponds to Hod, which is usually translated as splendor. Let's see what that means here. In the sequence of the Sefirot, you have Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. Timna, the eighth one, which is Hod, is Hodah. There's a pun there, it's a different word. Kubehave Meshabach David Hodu Hashem, that's when David would say Hodu Hashem, Vida Hod Vadai, this is really what Hod means. It doesn't mean splendor as in shining or anything, it means the acknowledgement. I'm going to say Hodu, Hon Rimizi, Netzach, Hod, that the two things go together, Netzach and Hod. And we talked about that before, Netzach being literally eternity, victory is a, if you look at the, well, we all seen those pictures of the 10 spherods, that Chesed and Gevura are kind of the top of the chart, and directly beneath those is Netzach and Hod. Chesed and Gevura, Hein Shorashim, Sfirat, Netzach, Hod. Chesed and Gevura, respectively, give rise to what we call Netzach and Hod in terms of God's manifestation in the world. What does that mean? Like we just said those words over and over again. So what they comes out of Chesed and Gevura, Hashem's Chesed of kindness, undeserved, and Gevura being din of making distinctions. This is deserved. This is not. And Hagod Chesed v'Din Rishonotehem. So Chesed and Gevura din originally. In order for them to be expressed in the will, mukhrot lavor sug shel hafrata, concretizatia. It has to become concrete. Chesed and Gevura are vague statements. They need to be made real. So that's what we can see them in the world. That's what he's saying. That Netzach and Hod are where we make concrete this idea of Chesed and Gevura. Again, Netzach and Hod are the expression of Shem's Chesed and then Shem's judgment. We're talking about movement or an aim. Development from Hanhagat Chesed V'Din. Same idea, development of Chesed. Yikaron Zeh Bali Dei Bitui B'Shem Hashem Nitziv B'Shem Tishtitin Shel Sefirot Elu of Tzvaot, and that when we see the expression of Hashem Tzvaot, that's what it's talking about. Expression of Hashem's Chesed and Din through the intermediaries, through Hashem Tzava, which is us. Shem Zeh Mushtaf Shel Sefirot. This name is attached in the Kabbalah literature to these two spirit of Netzach and Hod. Hashem is Chesed, Elohim is Din. So that's what Hen Koach. Tzvaot here means the power Eliyah Chalotav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, literally the soldiers. That's what Hashem uses to make real in the world. The intermediaries for creating the chesed. So I put it together, Netzach means how Shem is revealed through our expression of chesed. And Hod is how Hashem is revealed in the world through our expression of Din. When we recognize God's transcendence and thus are inspired to grow spiritually, that is Hashem's manifestation as Hod.
Are you saying that Hashem's
Tzvaot
is us? That we're
supposed
to be the host in the world?
That the Tzvaot Hashem, that the Tzvaot, that word is us, yeah? If you're Chabad, then you always think about Tzvaot Hashem, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why he's reading it that as. And that as a sphere, that represents, you know, that we are those, that intermediary for expressing that in the world. And this is the way Shimon Schwab puts it, that the root of Hod, again, translated splendor, is actually head, which means an echo. Something comes back. Quite a similar usage in Natata Mehod Ha'alav, that Moshe is told, you need to give your hod to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying that Yeshua was an echo, emulating Hashem. And so Netzach represents the parallel to, so Netzach is the chesed side of it, and hod represents this, you know, the reflected glory, the echoed glory of Hashem, reflection back to Kadosh Baruch Hu of our avodah in the world. Gevura represents as avodah, serving God, that God is infinite, and we are just nothing in front of him, but the hod is echoing it back, and that's this way he says, hashpa milmata lamala, the flow, the influence from below to above. When our avodah goes back to God, our avodah karbanot, which Aaron Kohen, so that's why Aaron is the representative of hod, if you remember for your ishbizim, which are coming up in Sukkot. All right, Kaplan puts it, God's primary purpose in creation is that he should be able to reveal himself to his handiwork. That's the ultimate good. It's impossible to accomplish this, however, without constriction. The idea of Tzimtzum, again, getting mystical here. No created thing could tolerate God's unrestricted light. Therefore, in the secondary concept, God must constrict his essence and lower and conceal the light. This is the level of hod, which he translates as splendor, the secondary purpose. Okay, this is hod is that Hashem is now kind of restricted, isn't present in the world, and we have room to exist in the world. So I would definitely rather translate hod as the hodah. I think we take that, not splendor, there's no sense of glory there, but the admission, saying, okay, God is a place in the world. And that's what hodah is. A confession that makes us feel worthless. It's meant to start us in this hashpa milmata lamala, to give back to God. It's to say that we have potential to be the reflection of something greater. So to summarize, Hallel says, God is great. Hodah is saying, we can be great too. I'm going to stop here, and next we're going to go, so that I can put it together, we'll talk about what's called Hallel Mitzri, that's the Hallel we say Yantip. We'll talk about and then we'll talk about Pesukei Zimra as well. And I think we'll get to eventually talking about the other Tehillim that are just about the Toda, about gratitude. And I will stop sharing and stop recording. Mm-hmm.